Health Director Rich Bullo told council members that COVID-19 case numbers have been decreasing in Summit County and across the country. He said two major reasons for that are vaccinations and citizens following basic precautions, including masking. In declining to call for a continued mask order, Bullo noted they called for masking in the first place for two objectives: ensuring hospital capacity wouldn't be maxed out and protecting elderly at-risk patients. He said those two goals have largely been accomplished. Also, after April 10th, the mask order would be limited in scope, as dictated by new legislation, HB 294. Deputy County Attorney Dave Thomas explained that the council could enact a local health order which would require masks just in cases where 50 or more people gathered who were not socially distanced. However, Thomas reported that such a health order must be rescinded if three metrics are met. That is, the state's 14-day case rate would be less than 191 per 100,000 population. The 7-day average for ICU utilizations is less than 15%. And over 1.6 million doses of vaccines have been allocated to the state. Bullo said those metrics have been met, or they expect they will be, in the state by mid-May. One other exception is that public schools have the prerogative to set and continue their own health orders until July 1st. Meanwhile, Bullo said that in a recent Park City Chamber Bureau survey, 68% of responding businesses favored extending a mask order, and 72% said they would require masks regardless of what the state or county does. Bullo said the county should use its resources to support businesses that continue mask mandates.
Rather, we would take the resources that we would utilize to both implement and manage that order to support businesses, to help businesses message, to provide masks where needed for their employees if they wish to go down that road. We can help support signage. We can coordinate community activities, positive messages to try to make sure that not just the residents of Summit County and the people that live here, but also our visitors understand that we need to protect each other.
He said citizens should be civil. He urged them not to shame people for wearing a mask or for not wearing one. Bullo said there's still indicators to watch. He said the current cases are being driven by young children and the UK variant is appearing in those cases. He said, we're not out of it yet.
You know, I want to be really clear. This is not over. The variants changed the equation. I just mentioned that kids are being infected. We need to get a handle on that. I think our contact tracers and case investigators right now are doing quite well with that. But who knows what happens in the future. So we still need to be responsible.
County Health Director Rich Bullo, who added that the best way to get back to normal is to have a significant number of people vaccinated. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.